The North African nation of Tunisia was in shock this past weekend after a man with a Kalashnikov rifle killed at least 38 tourists at a beachfront hotel. The government has responded by cracking down on Muslim extremists. And Piers Alice Fordham reports from Tunisia.
Amid the shock of Friday's mass killing, there was defiance in the air in the seaside town of Sousse. Hundreds of foreign tourists decided to stay and were out on the beaches. And locals held a patriotic demonstration. Many talked about how to prevent another attack. They generally assumed the killer, Saifedean Rezgi, was motivated by Islamist extremism. Earlier this year, there was a similar attack on a museum in the capital. And in recent months, police arrested hundreds of suspected extremists. One demonstrator, Wahiba Slemi, said, "That's a good thing." She says after the revolution that kicked out the autocratic leader Zine al-Abidine Ben Ali 4 years ago, people were released from jail who should have stayed. "Many things happened after the revolution," she says. "Sometimes we're even nostalgic for the time of Ben Ali." This is a little jarring coming from her, because she's dressed in the long gown and headscarf favoured by devout Muslim women. Living under Ben Ali was sometimes tough for such people. Rights groups say hundreds of religious and politically active Muslims spent years in jail on flimsy charges. Women who wore the headscarf had trouble getting government jobs. After the surge in violence, many Tunisians support tough measures. At the weekend, authorities denounced the closure of about 80 mosques deemed extremist and the banning of some religious political parties. A local official from the secular ruling party, Ahmed Zaglawi, approves.
"It's a good idea because there is no place for this kind of people here in Tunisia."
He says radical Islamists are alien to the national culture.
"Okay, they are Tunisian, but now they have a new culture, which is not our culture. It's not okay, it's not our responsibility to absorb them in our system."
But some think the crackdown could backfire. The attacker, Rezgi, studied in the nearby town of Kairouan, an ancient place with a long Islamic history. I meet the imam of the great mosque, Tayeb Ghozi, there. He says his town is being misrepresented.
"They are saying that we are creating terrorism in Kairouan. This is what they are saying."
Ghozi has spoken out against violent extremism, but he says banning radical but non-violent political parties is an overreaction. So is closing mosques.
"Why, for the sake of one or two people, would we deprive people of prayer in these mosques?"
And I meet a moderate Islamist politician, Saida Unisi, who says closing mosques won't change mindsets.
"These people, they don't disappear. It's not because you close a mosque that these guys are just going to disappear. Like, you're closing a space, you're not closing mind."
Unisi would like to see a more competent police force and justice system rather than measures targeting religion and politics.
"If we say, okay, so you don't have a right to exist anymore, where are they going to go?"
She says the crackdown will make people feel like victims. It could be a tipping point for some young Tunisians. If they feel society doesn't accept them, they might think it's fine to harm society. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Sousse, Tunisia.